humans were visual creatures. You know, our primary way of learning is through our eyes and our vision, obviously. And actually, especially with smaller children, if you have the wrong power up in front of their eyes for long periods of time, it actually interferes with the development of their vision. And not to mention, of course, if you know they're struggling in the classroom because they can't see the board or they can't see the print, you know, to read. So, yeah, and that's not even counting possible health issues, you know, that can crop up. Thankfully, most of the serious health issues are more rare in children, but those are still present. But it's the visual performance, and some of the teachers would have been nice to again get Heidi's input on this. I should have showed up earlier, I guess. But a lot of the teachers will see this. You know, most of the really smart children love to read. You know, not of course ever, but most very smart children they devour reading. You know, they love to read. Every once in a while, you'll see a very, very smart child that just can't stand to read. It's like, I'll do what I have to do, but then I'll put it away. And sometimes all that is a slight eye alignment issue. They don't have a eye turn or anything visible. You know, you can't. And I know this is not going to show up, but you know you'll see me. You know, it's a great party trick. I can turn one of my eyes in at will there. But you're cringing over here now, aren't you?
We're gonna get a picture of that for our Kickstarter. Okay.
Not a problem. We can do that. But some eye alignment issues, especially with children, though, are so minor, you know, that they're not visible, you know, to anybody looking at them or anything. But it causes extra effort when they converge their eyes to read. You know, every time we look close up, our eyes have to converge, get closer together. And sometimes these slight little eye muscle issues will make this huge stress on the visual system. And so these smart children just don't like to read because it's an issue with their eye. Their eyes get fatigued and, you know, it's not on the conscious level. And that can be remedied. You know, there are various methods to remedy that. And if you can, because that's the world we live in. You either have to be reading on the computer or, you know, a tablet or a book or whatever, almost in almost all aspects of our lives these days. And if that ability, you know, isn't there, you know, the children can suffer from that. And that can be tested, that can be treated, you know, give them the help, you know, that they need. So, yeah, it can be an important thing.
You know, one thing I was going to ask you too, while I have you here, some people that don't have the insurance that still want to get their kids eyes checked out, Lions Club, are they good for helping out with this?
Yeah, that's an excellent point. That has been a phenomenal resource for lots of people over the years with their children. That, you know, they check to make sure that people are eligible, you know, for their care and their aid, and they'll set things up, and we pretty much do it at cost, you know, when they come in to get their eyes looked at and things. We partner, you know, with them as well. And there, you know, speaking about teachers, there have been some wonderful, wonderful teachers in this community over the years that have championed individual children. And they've brought them to us because they know, you know, they've spoken to the parent endlessly, you know, hey, this is going on, your kid's suffering, you need the kid, you know, the eye, they can't see. And for whatever reason, sometimes the parent or parents don't step up. Can't, won't, I mean, it's unfortunate. But we've had several teachers over the years come and ask us privately, you know, hey, can we do something? I've got a little bit of funding from various sources. You know, can we work something out? You know, that kind of thing. We've tried to help with this situation. And then, of course, you know, most people have the ability, because it's not a huge expense, all things considered. You know, especially when you consider what gasoline was, you know, 2 years ago.
Yeah. So, yeah. I don't want to go back to, that's one thing I don't want to go back to, but.
Yeah, it's been nice. That's one thing that's been nice. It's right. Still get the cheap gasoline.
Yeah. Exactly. You know, kind of switching topics a little bit here too. The other thing that, speaking of changes, COVID-19, of course, has changed everything for everybody. Whenever going out in public, a lot of people wearing face masks, but now a lot of people are also going to wearing face shields along with that to protect their eyes. Sure. I was wondering, while I have you here this morning, if you would kind of talk to, speak to the fact of how effective these face shields are.
That's been an interesting topic in the eye care field because, of course, you know, you can easily get any of these viral infections through the eyes just as well as the nose and the mouth. I mean, the mucal mucosa, you know, the mucous mucosa that, you know, that these tissues are made of, you know, the virus attaches to all of that. You know, it's the eye, the nose, the mouth stuff. And an interesting study from my aspect just was released in one of the journals the other day that they have not found the COVID-19 virus in tears of infected people. Now, that's, you know, tears don't transmit, you know, infection, except in my field.
Right.
You know, when you're dealing with people's eyes all day long. So from my standpoint, hey, good, you know, it's not found in the tears. But we can still get the infection, you know, through the eyes. Mm-hmm. The shields should logically be better than nothing, because it deflects things around the face.
And yes, does it
should be fine.
Does it keep you from actually touching your eyes, which is
it's a huge point. Almost all infections that we get in our eyeballs are caused by us touching up around the eyes. Nobody would go to McDonald's, run their hand on the door handle, lick their hand. You know, not too many people do, except maybe children. But
maybe NBA star Rudy Gobert, but other than him.
Yeah, nobody does. But of course, we'll do that. We'll open that door. We'll touch those knobs. And then, oh, my eye itches. And we'll rub our eye and not even consciously be aware that we're doing it.
Right.
Wonderful for my daughter's college fund when people do this, because I have to see them and treat them all the time, but it's obviously not good for the eyes. So it's an excellent point. It does, you know, it keeps, oh, well, I got to get around this face shield to get up around my eye, you know, maybe it gives them a pause and a stop and a think, you know. But yeah, it's, that's why some of the mask stuff, and that's why they've been talking about masks aren't preventing you from getting it.
Right.
You know, masks don't prevent you from getting it because there are the eyes exposed, just, you know, like the nose and the mouth. You've heard this, the masks keep you from spreading it to others, you know, if you have it. Yeah, you know, we don't want to have to live in bubbles.
Right.
You know, we don't want to have to walk around in plastic bubbles all the time. And that'd be pretty much the only way we could not get a virus.
Yeah.
But any of that that can keep you from being up around the eyes or give you pause like that can't be hurtful. I don't think it's going to be necessary to ever have everybody walking around in stores with face shields. I really don't think that would be a viable, you know, cost-effective, you know, solution. But obviously the first responders, the frontline nurses and surgeons in the hospitals, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, that's why you see them.
Yeah.
You know, in the intensive care units, you know, with the shields on, it's for their eyes.
An extra added measure of protection for them, for sure.
And it keeps it from fogging up as much, because the glasses, that's been an issue, you know. You fog up the glasses, of course, you know, when you have the masks on and everything.
Well, I can tell you, if anybody does get one, there is a protective cover that you have to remove from it, because at first I thought, well, this is awfully blurry. And I was walking around with it for several minutes before I realized you have to take that protective cover off of it, and you can see much better after that.
Well, you can tint it rose, you know, and you see everything can come up roses.
Yes.
Tinted outlook on life, you know. And very cheap.
Yes.
You know, it'd be great.
That's right. There's a good marketing idea. We'll get to work on that.